The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell, and it is Game 7 day. Are you guys excited about Game 7?
I am. I actually am a little bit excited after yesterday.
Watching Denver?
Yesterday's grinder that...
Watching Ryan Pressly last night got you excited for Game 7?
No, not that. I was watching both of them. There was good news with Michael Brantley, bad news with Ryan Pressly. Seems like we say bad news with Ryan Pressly way too often.
Jeez, and what's so, the deal? What happened to our best reliever?
I don't know. Ask midpoint of 2019, because he hasn't been the same since then.
Yeah, and a great defensive team. How'd that work out in the 10th? Holy crap, was that terrible.
Terrible. I did watch Denver-Utah as well. That was a really low-scoring game. I mean, that game was super low-scoring by today's standards, and really super low-scoring by any standards. And you had a scenario where the driveway gangster, Jokic, was just too much one-on-one down in the low paint. He scored 30 points and had 14 rebounds yesterday. But Donovan Mitchell, down two, turns the ball over, and then back the other way goes Denver. They miss a layup, and Utah gets a last-second shot with Mike Conley, who fires it, and it goes in and out, and that was the game as Denver comes back from 3-1 down and eliminates the Utah Jazz. And I want to tell you, this is just kind of how Utah is. I don't care if they're playing the Rockets. It doesn't matter who the Utah Jazz are playing. They're just kind of tricks. I mean, they are just kind of tricks. They just – and they've got a big – you know, there was times that yesterday it was – it was a really difficult time stopping at times Gobert from imposing his will with his size. They got a great scorer in Mitchell. They've got a lead guard in Mike Conley, who actually was kind of up and down yesterday. And then they have, you know, a talented big man in Rudy Gobert. They've – Ingles can shoot it. He's not, you know, he's incredibly durable. He's the longest. He's got the longest run of starts, over 300 and some odd starts. I mean, they've got enough. They have enough to move on and be a factor, but they're just eliminated again.
No, they don't.
They're just eliminated again, and there's just something about them that is not clutch. Well, now you've got the Rockets, who they didn't blow a 3-1 lead. But it felt like they were in command especially after that game 5.
Well, I honestly are the Rockets, the Nuggets, the Jazz, Oklahoma City, they're all in a bunch, aren't they? I mean, this is
yeah.
I mean, there's not much that differentiates.
Depends on who's hot when, what the matchup is.
I think the way the Rockets are going about it with the small ball, I think it puts them in that category. It certainly doesn't put them into the category that Daryl's claiming that they're a championship. That they can win a championship this way.
There's only two in the West.
Yeah.
There's just two.
That's going to be the series when it gets to it. And, you know, Denver, though, could make some noise. Denver could is going to give the Clippers some problems.
I think any of the four teams in the East could get through, though. I feel like that's wide open.
I don't know. It's the way the Celtics look right now.
Well, the way the Heat look, too.
Yeah. No, right.
Let me know when somebody beats the Heat.
Yeah.
Beat them so far.
No,
in the playoffs.
They're playing really. Listen. Well, the Bucks lose Game 1, so we'll see. That's going to be tonight, and the Rockets are going to be tonight. Game 7. This is really. I mean, is this not? I mean, once again, we're going to say, you know, this is a James legacy. James' legacy depends on this.
Yeah.
I mean, it really does. He's got to play well, and he's got to play well down the stretch, and he's got to come up big in crunch time. And if he doesn't, if they lose this series to this team, it's as big a blemish as James has had on his postseason. They should be whacking this team. They are better than this team. They have played better than this team. They're not. This is not a really good Thunder team. And James's postseason, I mean, his legacy. This will be another notch on his postseason failures.
Yeah, I mean, it will be, and people will try to. It'll be the same thing we do every year. It's amazing that year after year we do the same thing, and then like it happens, keeps happening. There's no change
no.
in narratives for anyone. It's always the same thing, And if they lose, it will be James didn't, you know, other guys didn't step up. This isn't on James. Look how many points he scored. Look what he rebounded. But then when you watch the games, at the end of a game, when it's time to close, he just doesn't do it. And he had a chance in the last game and didn't even seem to want the ball at all the last couple possessions. So I don't, you know, I don't want to count it as a loss. He certainly has a chance to rewrite that narrative this year. But it just feels like right now the odds are they're back at home. They're unbeatable at home. Right now, the Rockets are unbeatable. This has gone. The home team has won every time. Home team is 6-0 so far. 6-0 against the number, 6-0 outright. So the home crowd advantage with all the virtual fans is just going to be a lot for Oklahoma City to overcome. How are you going to be able to overcome virtual rowdies? I don't know. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
What about the virtual, like a valet for Clutch who gets in his like diaper, his baby diaper, and dances when you're shooting free throws? What about that
virtual? Yeah, guy? Yeah. Virtual
and
baby
little
diaper
guy with him.
Yeah. What about that?
Mini Clutch is that?
Well, I'm talking about the guy who gets in his diaper too.
That's what I'm talking about. The valet.
Oh, the valet. Yeah.
Who's in his diaper?
Right,
and he's,
well, what about big diaper guy? Isn't there big? There's a big diaper guy too.
No, he's short and big.
No, yeah, he's both. He's short, but he's big. He's little, but he's big.
Oh, yeah, I guess he is.
Yeah, I guess he is.
There's not a bigger grown-up. I don't know.
Well, he's a grown-up.
He's not a
grown-up.
I know. You know what I mean. A full-grown baby diaper guy.
He's full-grown for him.
Yeah.
It's not getting any bigger.
It's going for
you
him.
Know, James loves
He's like 50-some years old.
James is like, yeah, deflect. Keep going. Talk about the baby man.
I was listening to a podcast, and it was a national podcast, so this thing about James isn't just a local thing. You had one guy that
I wondered that if it is or not.
No.
You had the one guy, the tweet I sent in the group chat we talked about yesterday about James not won the ball. That guy was on a podcast with another guy. The other guy was talking about you can't blame James because the Rockets wouldn't even be in these positions without James. Yeah. That may be the dumbest argument I've ever heard.
For some people,
that's a Van Gundy argument now.
It's dumb coming from him too, in my opinion.
I don't like it. I don't like the argument. Jeff Van Gundy or not. Because it's a built-in excuse for all of eternity. As long as he plays good in regular season games, it's the same thing people used to use with Bagwell and Biggio.
Well, but you look at his numbers in the postseason, and they're good too. I mean,
well, but they're worse than the regular season.
Yeah, but barely.
And they actually haven't been good. Their efficiency is very low. He's a high shot taker. Of course, he's going to get rebounds and assists. But go look at his shooting, his 3-point shooting, and his shooting. I've done it before. He does not rise to the occasion. He actually shrinks.
Yeah.
That's not what superstars do.
You can't defend him by saying this is what they wouldn't be in these closeout games without him. Well, if he was good enough to get them, let's play that game. He was good enough to get you to the closeout game. Why isn't he good enough to get you through the closeout game?
Yeah.
You can't defend him with saying
John,
he got you
what
there.
What about that?
Well, in the postseason, well, here's the deal. There's a lot of this. Okay, so he's averaging 23-3 in the postseason. He's averaging 33% from three in the postseason.
What's his career
42%. He takes 16. But not a lot of it. I wish you could just break it down to a little.
You can't find it where you break it down with just his Rockets.
Yeah, playoff totals. So he averaged. Yeah, his average is well below. His scoring average is well below because he's averaging 23-3.
Well, remember now, some of that was with Oak City.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. That's what I wish you can break it down.
You can.
And he averages in his career 25-2. It's 2 points less in the postseason.
Playoff shooting. Here's his playoff shooting.
He shoots 44% from the field and 36% from three in the regular season. And he shoots 42 and 33. It's less. It's not markedly less, but it's less. And you know what? And you need him more than ever. And he hasn't been there more than ever in the postseason. But the argument, I don't know. Would they be in a game seven if it wasn't for James? No.
Who cares?
But he's a...
He's
a superstar.
That's the
built-in
excuse. As soon as you get there, if he loses, just go, I can always fall back on, well, you wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him. He gets paid $40-plus million to win these games. Or not even be in these situations.
We accept he's a great player. Be a great player in the biggest games. Stop using, well, we wouldn't be there. Everyone knows that James is a great player. Let's remove that caveat. MVP maybe could be a triple three-time MVP.
Can't remove, use it for, remove for the great player Kershaw, stuff. But not for James.
We like, understand.
Right.
Be great.
Well, Kershaw doesn't do it in a Kershaw postseason. Was markedly worse, though. And James isn't markedly worse. Now, and listen, last game, James was 11 for 22 and had 32 points.
Box score scouting, and then tell me about the fourth quarter.
Eight rebounds, seven assists, five turnovers.
Go read his and go read what he did in the fourth. Go take it down by fourth. Go when it's winning time.
Well, I get it. But when you look at the overall, the macro, it's, you know, see, what?
But this is what happens when you fall into looking at your computer. What did your eyes tell you when you watch a game? You didn't say that at all yesterday.
No.
But I'm now just, you start looking at the stats.
I'm giving you the other side. I don't believe it.
I don't need the other side.
I don't believe this. Giving you the other side of the argument.
I get the other side.
We don't want fair and balanced. We're Fox News here
when it comes to James.
No, you got to be. No. And there's people, haters, James haters. No, you know what? You got to look at both sides of it. I don't believe it, really, but you got to look at both sides of it.
Look, I will tell, we're haters, but we acknowledge years. James is great. James is one of the elite scorers to ever play the game. Do that tonight. Do it tonight. Yeah. That's all. And do it when it matters.
I keep waiting for those moments like, ooh, man. James just grabbed that game by the throat. You just don't say that often if the games... Now, you do say that sometimes.
Early in series, you do.
Yeah, you do. And you do say that when the games are easy. What about when the games are close and late?
Yeah.
That's what I... The nut-cutting stuff is just like... There is a willingness. Remember when he let Chris Paul, like, you do you, Chris. I don't want this.
Yeah.
I remember that in that series wherever Chris Paul took over. I think it was game five before Chris got hurt. Maybe when Chris did get hurt.
I think it was game four.
Game four, yeah.
Right.
James is more than happy to, when it gets tight, if he's got somebody else, hey, you go ahead and get this. And it's one thing to be a good teammate. It's another to just be willing to take the alpha reps and give it to somebody else.
Well, don't you think James was relieved when it was Russ who threw the ball away? I didn't do that.
Well, I mean, you know, honestly, yeah. I feel like he was. I don't think James wants to lose. I don't think he wanted a turnover. But Mike D'Antoni said James and Russ came up with a strategy of Russ bringing it up. That was their strategy. That lets you know all you need to know. That's Mike D'Antoni telling you, I know I'm about to be out of here anyway after these playoffs are over. Let me just go ahead and let y'all know that James and Russ drew this up.
I got some galaxy brain for you because everyone was talking about how, man, Chris Paul didn't play in game 6 and 7 at Golden State series. He really let James down. James had to do it by himself. What if James let Chris down because he wouldn't take on some more of the burden and Chris, you know, put more on his shoulders and blew out his hamstring? Maybe James let Chris down in games 4 and 5.
Is that the thing that Chris let James down? Is that the...
Yeah, that's what it's... We always hear this. Well, it's Russell Westbrook turned the ball over so many times. Chris Paul wasn't there. Maybe if James shouldered more of the burden late in games where it wasn't, hey, Chris, go get me this victory, maybe Chris would have been around.
Hater.
Since we're playing this
game. I've never heard so many excuses, and
you're
people have the built-in excuse because it's rare. You know why it's a built-in excuse? Because it's rare. It's rare for guys who are MVP candidates every single year, which James is.
Yeah.
Every year he's one of the three best players in the league, it seems like. In many cases, two best players. And yet this excuse, when do you ever have to say this about other people? I mean, Donovan Mitchell's going to have to start watching it soon. But, I mean, when do you have to say the same thing about one of the two or three best players in the league? At what point? Did you say it about Steph Curry? Do you say it about Kevin Durant? About LeBron James? Like, at what point do you ever have to make the comments, well, if it wasn't for them, you know, yeah, they may not play great in this Game 6 or Game 7, but if it wasn't for them, I never remember saying that about other MVP.
Well, those guys have won championships, so you don't say it about them because they have stepped up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
James hasn't.
Yeah, yep. Great players or great players will put on an unbelievable show in a loss. Like they try to will their team, they just don't have enough. That's James is the one who. This is now 8 years where we have excuse making.
Great superstar who never even made a finals. Because we keep talking about Charles Barkley, Malone, and Stockton. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, are there great superstars that never made? I mean, I don't even look at Tracy McGrady as a great superstar.
No, he was an explosive player. Yeah. Dominique Wilkins.
We're talking about one of the all-time great scorers in James Harden, and he's Not even made it to the NBA Finals.
Well, he
finals.
Hasn't led a team to the Finals.
Pardon me?
Before people go, wait a minute, what about the Thunder? He's never led a team
to
the
Finals. Oh, yeah,
right. Yeah. He did make it.
Yeah, 7-14 ESPN.
Well, and he was the third best option.
But he was a reason they lost that series. One of the reasons. He played terribly in that series. All right, 7-14 ESPN, 97.5. Time to talk about, listen, it's hurricane season. It's come. They're forming. They could possibly be here. And if you have issues, insurance, you might still have issues insurance wise from Harvey. If you didn't get the money that you think you deserve from the law firm, if you have had hail damage from the law firm, from the insurance company, if the insurance company isn't paying up on any kind of claim that you believe that you deserve, that it's in, and they just are outright refusing, well, that's what the MMA law firm is here for. They will fight those guys. You get a free consultation with the MMA law firm, and then you don't pay a dime until you collect your money from the insurance company. Nothing. They burden all the costs. So if you're looking for a great way, listen, you got nothing to lose, especially if you're not going to get that money out of the insurance company. Call, go to the website, largelossattorneys.com, and let them start working on that insurance company. Largelossattorneys.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 719 ESPN 97.5. Come on, you got thoughts on Game 7? Let's go. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776.
Are we wrong on James? Are we right on James? That's something else you guys can
jump in on.
Yeah,
I mean, I would like to hear someone.
I'm fine with people saying the opposite.
I hear the same thing, but there are James lovers out there, and they get pissed off at us and everybody else in the media that is down on James. The real Rockets fans are real James fans, and if you have a differing opinion, you're more than welcome to bring it here. 713-780-3776. Of course, if you agree with us on this, then you're more than welcome to welcome to come in too. But Game 7 tonight, I don't know, it just, does it feel like the same playoffs? I don't know.
Weird. We talked about it, was it last week or was it on Monday? It was on Monday where all of sports feels different.
Yeah.
We're still waiting for any facsimile of normalcy, which, you know, potentially it's going to be, I would say, pro football. I don't even think it's going to be college football just because... You know, with college football, you have certain conferences that aren't even playing. So,
or maybe our president talked to the Big Ten commissioner, and it looks like it's immediately about to start it up.
Okay, tell that to the Nebraska AD. He was like, "Yeah, that's not happening."
Well, he doesn't know. Well, he's not in on the. Did the president call the Nebraska AD?
No, the president also didn't call like the Pac-10 or the Pac-12. No,
he knows those or the lefties over there
or the Mac
are not going to start up
or the Mac. He didn't call them either. Or
who needs the Mac when we're talking about a championship? Let's go.
Mac has voters.
Yeah, it has vote in the same state.
Acting like the Mac doesn't have voting.
Listen. The Big Ten is a bad look, and
the president
is turning it around. And listen, all of the country should be grateful for it.
Well, you know, it's funny because right now the Big Ten may be saying, "Oh, there's massive outbreaks of COVID on these college campuses and with these universities." Now, there was some good news. There was some good news yesterday with LSU had all their starting offensive linemen. There was a picture of them; they were all back at least. So that was a good sign because that's one of the.
Yeah, but they also had a picture of guys, the guys who were taking their place, right? It was like, wasn't it a bunch of skinny guys?
Oh, it was. Playing offensive line? It was terrible at one point. But yesterday they had all the offensive linemen back, all the starters back at one time. So
that's good.
That was a really good sign. They've been hit hard on their with COVID, and so has. Oh, look at all
look
the
at this. We actually asked, and you guys, let's see if we got some differing opinions here. Who was up first? Wasn't it Matt? Matt was here first. Let's get Matt in here. Hey, Matt, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, bud? Good morning.
What's up? How you doing,
man? Just wanted to talk about the whole James Harden deal. Now, I'm one of those James Harden diehard fans since he got here, and I hate to freaking admit it, man, but what my guy doesn't have, and I just wish for Ken to have it. He doesn't have the clutch gene. I mean, he had it in Jordan. He got it in Kobe, freaking LeBron. Man, even we have the man, CP3 has the freaking clutch gene. And I just, it sucks, man. And my whole thing is what's going to happen after this year, man, if we don't do it, which I still want to have the hopes that we do. But, you know, if D'Antoni's gone, which coach are going to bring in to make it work? Or are we seeing the end of James Harden, man? It sucks. I just wish the guy had the clutch gene, but he doesn't have it. I'm going to hang up, man. You guys are great. Have a good morning.
Hey, appreciate it, man.
Thanks for calling. That's the weird thing, though, John, isn't it, that because there's really nobody you can say this about. It's not the end of James Harden, a player. I mean, the guy still scores at a ridiculous clip. He gets rebounds. He gets assists. He can hit a 50-point game for you.
But
it's not like he's falling off talent-wise. Well,
but how does the narrative change about Chris Paul? He hasn't made it to the finals either. And yet we're looking at him like, oh, my God, he's got the clutch. No. Chris Paul, when he was with the Clippers, they had a 20-point lead against the Rockets and blew it.
I'm going to see what Chris Paul. Okay, so let me give you some numbers real quick before
let's get Ryan in here, and you can look up those numbers. Hey, Ryan, what's going on?
How y'all doing this morning?
Good.
Good, man.
All right. I was calling. It's been an 8-year experiment with James. They get ousted tonight. Do y'all think it's time to blow up the band? I'm going to just hang up and listen. No.
Tell you what, I thought
about
it.
They won't. They won't, though.
Well, every year Daryl does, he just keeps the same.
Well, yeah.
He just keeps the same one guy.
Daryl has told us the hardest thing in sports is getting a super in basketball is getting a superstar, and he's got a superstar.
Honestly, we can say whatever we want. I'd rather have James than not have James.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's the truth. I'm not a hater. I recognize James's greatness. It's this rare situation that I've never seen before where one of your great players doesn't have a clutch gene. Yeah. I don't know what else to say about it because he averages. His gameplay is such that we've never seen a guy this good have this kind of problems at times closing out in big situations. And maybe just doesn't have as much dog in him as you want. That's the thing is, and it's getting to the point where this is 8 years now at the Rockets. It's getting to the point where even the most ardent Harden supporters are seeing that there's just not that dog. But it's not like he doesn't have value. I mean, he has phenomenal value. He has tremendous value. If you want to blow it up, then you move James Harden for a tremendous package of talent. Would Tillman consider that?
Whoever trades the best player loses the deal.
Yeah, but, you know, there's also something to be said for building a good team.
Yeah. Well, the Rockets have a good team.
The Rockets have
what was
a
it?
Good
and,
star.
And we had Daryl on and...
You think this is a good team? This isn't a good team.
It's absolutely a good team.
Covington and McLemore.
Well, that's the question
guys.
Then, because he just said, okay, fire D'Antoni. What are you going to do? Let's fire D'Antoni. How about get better players? How about get better players here? You know what? This is as much on Daryl as it is on anybody else. Like you said, look at these guys. P.J. Tucker. They're fine players. Covington, they're fine players. It's not championship caliber.
No, this isn't championship caliber. Now, I am of the opinion that James has so much value as a talent that you could move him and get a tremendous amount back in return.
What is a tremendous amount?
Well, I think tremendous amount back is two very good players.
Well, no, you better get a Jamal Murray
Murray is an easy starting point if Denver wanted to do something.
And by the way, Jamal Murray wouldn't have been considered until this series.
Yes.
Yeah, he was 18 points a game this year.
Right.
I mean, I've brought it up before. A guy who probably won't be in Washington very long. And not John Wall. Bradley Beal.
Yeah.
And then you ask for Rui Hachimura, who was a pretty good first-round pick for them. And then you ask for draft picks because the Rockets don't have any. That's where you start with a...
Is Bradley Beal even close to James Harden?
No, that's the point, though. But that's where you're going to get multiple things.
And you're talking about James. Do you believe James at 31, I think he is right now. Not that he's going to all of a sudden fall off the cliff, but if you keep talking about purgatory, what's it matter how great James is if the goal is a championship and building a team that fits him perfectly doesn't get you there?
Well, has a team been built? And even Daryl admitted, he said, I haven't put enough around him.
Well,
and let's face it, there's not enough around
him. Who's going to come here and be those guys?
Look at what Daryl throws up against the wall every offseason. Carmelo Anthony, McLemore.
Yeah, but I wouldn't put too much in Anthony. Anthony James was just a throw-in.
But
who are the primary? It's just like when LeBron was, when they built with LeBron, it was all about who your core was, and then you had the ancillary. You only have a certain amount of money that
but
you
they,
can fill
But they
in.
Built put enough around him to win a championship.
Well, because his name – he's LeBron. That's why.
And they had Bosch take – they had a third guy.
Or even
take
in Cleveland,
money.
They had Kevin Love and Kyrie. You've had your second star, older and Chris, and now Crazy and Russ.
And they brought in Love.
The problem is your third best player is not the caliber of Kyrie or Chris Bosh or Kevin Love. No. It's
not
Eric Gordon.
Close.
Not
close.
It's Eric Gordon. That's the
problem.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. They're tied to Eric Gordon for how much longer with the contract he gave him.
I don't think – well, that's right. He did give him a different contract.
No.
I think just one more year
And he's got a no-trade clause, too.
Eric Gordon?
Yeah. Yeah.
The hell did that happen?
So good luck with that. That's your third best player.
Oh.
Congratulations. How's that working out for you?
Eric Gordon right now. No, this is last year.
No, he signed an extension. He's with the Rockets through 23-24.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Oh, this is old on SpotTrack?
Scroll down. Upcoming contract extension. Scroll down a little bit.
Oh, I don't want to scroll down. This is terrible. It's like you just scrolled me into Cup Girls. Yeah. Cup Chicks.
Well, there it is.
That's right. You knew exactly what I was doing. I wasn't scrolling down.
He's going to be on the books for 20 plus million in 23-24.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, unrestricted free agent in 2024.
They don't have dead cap in 23-24.
Maybe that's a team option.
I think that's a team
option. Well, at least through 2023.
Okay, good news, guys. Only three more years of Eric Gordon, guaranteed. With a cap hit of 16-8, 18-2, and 19-5.
How's that?
This is why I'm saying. Stuff like this kind of contract, which you're not going to be able to get out of, not for at least a year, maybe two, although Daryl does weasel out of a lot of contracts I don't think he could, including Chris's. It may necessitate a move to change. There's only one way to drastically alter your fortunes. There's only going to be one way.
4 years, 75.
There's only going to be one way, and it's moving James Harden. Now, James
that
could end up having...
And that's not happening. It's not happening.
You don't think Tillman will... If what other options do they have? Just keep doing the same thing over and I guess that's good enough. Try to get to 50 wins, which you always do, and then just see what happens with Crazy Russ. You
know, guess what? No, they're not doing that.
If they had stuck with when they couldn't stick with Chris Paul, but if James had no emotions, and if Chris Paul had no emotions, and they somehow could have stayed together, I mean, this might have been, and they could have kept Clint Capella. I feel like even though they're going small ball and it's that was just a shuffle the deck move. I don't think they're – not only are they not closer, I think they're actually further away from winning a title.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I get it, it's something different. To me, you've made your team even more volatile now because you rely even more on shooting threes. Even more on shooting threes now. All right. And you have no rim protection. Let's talk about Site Jab. Do you have website protection? Do you have the ability to put together a website that is going to keep your consumers, people who are interested in your business, are you going to be able to keep them engaged with a website that gives them the information that they need to know more about your company? If you can't, then there's a real problem because your small to medium-sized businesses can really suffer. What SiteJab does is they build a customized website for you, and it's designed to help you keep the consumer longer on your website, whether it's giving information, telling them more about who you are, showing them the work that you've done. You know, that's what SiteJab does, and that's what they're so good at doing for two decades. It's not like they're a Johnny-come-lately in the market. They have done a phenomenal job here in Houston of building out sites or remodeling websites. If you want to go see some of the work they've done, go to sitejab.com. You can also see all the work that they can do for you, all the different services they have. SiteJab.com. 3 to 6 weeks is all it takes, and you can have a brand new website, and they will work directly with you. So it is in part what your vision is for your website, but they can make it a reality based on today's technology. SiteJab.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
734 ESPN 975 713-780-3776 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. You're more than welcome to bring your opinions here. We've heard different sides, but although it seems to be all the same side. Yeah, James really doesn't have that. James, you know, I like him. He's a nice guy, right? The first caller, that's my guy. And I love watching him play, and yet I realize he doesn't have it.
Now we can't act.
He's got to change the narrative tonight.
Is this we can't act like this is a loss. You think they're going to lose? I don't.
I don't either. I think they're going to win.
I think they'll win.
I think they're going to win tonight.
I think they'll win fairly comfortably.
I think
they'll win by 11.
I think they have to.
I think you can dump everything on.
I think they have.
You can play this game like it's already been played, as the Hatchet Man would say. Lay it with the Rockets. They're at home. They're unstoppable at home.
Are you laying the 5 tonight?
Absolutely.
No, you're not.
No concern there.
No concern.
Is it 5?
It's 5.
I wouldn't make it 5. I'd make it maybe 4.5.
Let's see. NBA game odds right now, 5.
If it's 5
and a half.
If it's 5.5, it doesn't matter what you think the number is, because the Rockets ain't winning a close game. It better be a 12, 15-point runaway.
Because if it's close. Oh, my goodness, on this website?
Yeah.
6.5.
6.5? Yikes. Ick. Icky.
Have you seen this series? What is 6.5?
Well, Thunder, what do you mean? The first two games of this series, they kicked their ass.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. 200. And the third game.
So
if you think the Rockets are winning, no number is too big.
6.5. Series. That's true. You either think the Rockets are losing or they're blowing them out. It's which one? And if you think they're losing, now I would rather take 6.5 than play the plus 205, because the Oklahoma City Thunder are plus 205, meaning you put $100 down, you win $205. That's pretty good for a 3-3 tie in a series.
They've won by 15, 13, and 34.
The Rockets.
Yeah.
When they win, it's a no-brainer.
Right.
So basically what Linemaker's saying, and probably the action has been, is if we like the Rockets, then we might as well push that number up.
Yeah.
Because it isn't going to matter.
No. Because we got to get some Oklahoma City money.
Like, it's better value for you to bet the Rockets minus 6.5 than the money line minus 250. Way better. Over-under's 218. You know, that tempo has just really... You have a team that struggles to score in Oak City at times.
At 218.
And the Rockets are really defending. You saw Game 7 be played very low yesterday. 218 feels like a good number, even for a higher scoring.
218, you'd be 3-3 right now in the series.
Mm-hmm.
3 wins and 3 losses.
When it went under, was it all Oklahoma City? There's been no...
Oh, no. It'd be just 231. Yeah, it'd be 3-3. It was, no, the Rockets went over in game one when the Rockets won by 15.
Okay.
And then the two losses, it went over. In the first two losses, it went over. But
the last three
Oklahoma
have been
City
under?
Won.
Oklahoma. Have the last three been under?
Of course, the one was the overtime.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was an under.
That was an under until, before. Until overtime, yeah. Until overtime. Although the Rockets, they really sucked in overtime. They got a...
You want some game props? I'll see how you play these.
All right.
I'll see how you play these game props. Dell, you too. And this is for actual money. If you lose, you owe me. All right, let's see here.
All right, that sounds like...
Oh, they don't have... All I've got is Miami. Goran Dragic over-under is 19.5 points, but it's minus 145. And Bam Adebayo is 15.5 over-under. That's it. They don't have Rocket stuff out yet.
Oh, I've got it. First team to score. Rockets plus 117. OKC minus 156.
What?
First team to score.
Oh, because they'll get the first possession.
Race to 10 points. Houston minus 131. Oklahoma City minus 101. Who will score the first 10 points?
Yeah.
Who will hit 10 first? Race to 20 points. Houston's a big favorite. Race to 30 points.
I honestly don't know how
the Rockets are a huge favorite.
I thought the Rockets would blow them. I think the Rockets blow them out.
Race to 40 points. Team to score last. Oklahoma City is the favorite.
Because the Rockets are favored to win.
Well, yeah, but even if it's a close game, they figure Oklahoma City will score the last points.
Well, that's why you give them, if the Rockets are blowing them out, then they'll be the last one to take a shot. If it's close, then you got the team who's one of the best closing teams in basketball. Yeah, makes sense.
First shot of the game.
What's the odds on that?
No team to is score the favorite. Last? Pardon me?
Team to score last. What are the odds?
Oklahoma City -119. Rockets -108.
That feels like a pretty good odds.
Yeah.
119.
Even in a blowout, Oklahoma City might score last.
So they only have game odds. They have Russ and James odds. I mean, I can probably tell you what the numbers are. They're not going to vary much.
Over under. They got all kinds of stuff on my bookie. Holy crap. I mean, they got all kinds of prop bets on this thing. So get to mybookie.ag, promo code radio. Both teams to score over 100. Yes is -285. Both teams to score over 110. No is the favorite.
Yep.
Yeah. Like no, that. But that hasn't happened in the series. Where they both scored over 110.
Let's see what this.
One game. 117-114.
So here is, on this other website that usually has the favorites a half point higher, they've got the Rockets -6. So somebody is dumping huge money on the Rockets. Somebody's dumping huge money on the Rockets to move it to 6.5 on this one site that usually has a lower number.
Yesterday it was 5 on here, and it's 5, and that's a half a point. There's some money coming in because on this on my bookie yesterday it was 5, and now it's 5.5, and yours it's 6 and 6.5.
Yeah,
there you're right. There's money coming in on the Rockets. I like that. You're moving the line. That means that sharp money is coming in on the Rockets. That's good news for the Rockets. Everybody, Rockets win. You can bet it like it's already been played.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. And we haven't heard from Tony.
I know.
In a long time. Of course, there hasn't been much to bet on, is there? I wonder which side he's taking in the presidential election.
He probably knows what's going on anyway.
Oh, yeah, he knows. You think he's with the Russians? You think he's got some Russian ties?
What if President Trump sends the troops into Big Ten country to force them to play, to get them to play college football?
That would be sweet.
Will that get votes?
It would. Yeah.
If you send federal troops in to start college football, Dell will all of a sudden...
They take over the campus in Northwestern to make sure that they're practicing?
Dell may think about voting for Trump. Uh-huh.
Would I? I don't care about the Big Ten.
What if...
Ten makes the world go round.
No, it actually doesn't.
It really kind
of
does.
Clearly it doesn't, because the South is saying we don't care if the Big Ten does. They've already
South
said
really
that.
Doesn't care.
South doesn't care.
South doesn't care.
South's playing.
Like, y'all do you.
Yeah, you think you're going to...
You got a big outbreak of COVID. Good, we're getting it over with.
Yeah.
That's what the South says.
Pretty much good.
Good.
They'll be available. What?
Our offensive line's available now.
It only offers...
Antibodies.
It only offers 3 months immunity. Well, the season will be over by then. Who cares?
Right.
Exactly what they're saying.
Right. That, who cares? Let's go. Let's play some football.
Well, that's an interesting... I'm just thinking about this. Oklahoma City, if you bought a half point to 7, that's a curious number there to take Oklahoma City +7. Seems like a pretty high amount of points in an elimination game. It's not like I haven't seen these before for the Rockets.
Well, I like.
Of course, I've seen them win elimination games too in lower level series.
I like the Rockets early. So the race to 10 points, 20 points, 30, 40 points. I like the Rockets in all of those.
Yeah, I had somebody compare this series to the Portland series when Jeremy Lin was on the squad and they had Dame Lillard ruin them. Said only this time it'll be somebody else pulling the Dame Lillard, but they made the point that this series to them felt like that. Now,
when Chandler Parsons told everybody to switch, and he Chandler Parsons was the one that called for the switch on Dame,
and James was like, "Cool,
yeah." And guess what happened? Dame happened.
Chandler called that, and then Mike D'Antoni just said, "Hey, why was..." He was asked directly, "Hey, why did Russell bring it up?" Because James and Russ wanted to do that, and so they called that. They made that call. You mean kind of like when Chandler Parsons made a call? Are coaches coaching in this series?
Nope.
Or
nope.
Is it just the players do what they want to do?
Players do what players do. And you know what? Caliber Roofing do what it do. And it comes to your house, free, honest inspection of your roof. And you need it. It's hurricane season right now. We saw how would your roof reacted to the Hurricane Laura if it had come here. Are you ready for it? If not, get Caliber Roofing out to your home. They will work with, and it, listen, if you're trying to work with an insurance company, we talked about the MMA lawyers, or talk about Caliber Roofing. If you've got issues, whatever issues it is with your roof, and you've had hail damage or whatever damage that you've gotten to your roof, the insurance company should pay. If the insurance company is hassling you, saying no, they're not paying, get Caliber Roofing out there when the with the insurance company and let them point out how it's damaged and it's not just over wear and tear. So if you're looking for that kind of roofing company, and they do it all, you got gutter problems, they'll fix them. Painting, siding, decking, power washing, Caliber Roofing and Exteriors does all, Caliber Roofing and Exteriors does all of that. They do quality work at a fair price. Let's go. They use top quality Owens Corning roofing shingles. Give them a call. You can make affordable monthly payments with no prepayment penalties or home equity required. Free inspection, 713-823-9355, 713-823-9355, or 975roof.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 713-780-3776. Greg is back. He was holding before. Let's get him in here. 713-780-3776. Anybody else wants to talk about tonight's Game 7 or Astros or anything else? What's up, Greg?
Morning, gentlemen. Hey, I just wanted, you kind of touched on it. James Harden gives you 30 points every night. In those games that you call closeout or even in the playoffs, who are the next highest scorers on the Rockets team? My point being that Daryl Morey keeps bringing in players who he doesn't build a team. He builds a team for the short term, and you can't win short term in the NBA. Golden State has players who've been together. Those guys play together. James' longest players are Eric Gordon and Tucker, and that's only 3 years. I don't understand how James is the problem when we keep bringing in different players and not build a team long-term around him.
You know, well, that here's the deal is, and how Golden State went about it was they lost and they got draft picks. Now, they did the most with them. When you're picking 6th, 7th, and you're still getting a great player, and you make the decisions to draft Clay and Steph, I mean, and you build, and the Rockets don't build it through the draft. So, you know, the last draft pick that worked out was Capella, right?
But the only, yeah, but the only way that you, well, they don't keep draft picks more than a year, two years most. That's it. Capella and name the other guy.
No.
Name the other draft pick. The only way you build a new
Chandler was here for a little while.
It was a while back.
Yeah.
The only way that you build a core is through the draft. That's really the
especially
only way.
Especially a young core like he's talking about.
Yeah, because
they got
else
a lot
is
of fillers. Although guys have been around. Eric Gordon's been here and he will be here till 2024. I mean, so that he's been a part of this and will be a part of this for a while.
You can buy it, but
James was not a draft pick, but he's been around and he's going to be here for a while. And Russ is going to be here for a little while too. I mean, when you're talking about guys that are together for 4 or 5 years, you know, then that's in today's NBA, that's a long time. Now, Steph is going to be a lifer over there. I mean, look at Kevin Durant. He was in Oklahoma City. He had to go. I got to go. LeBron's bounced all over the league. Most guys do. Dwayne Wade is a rarity to stay with a team for as long as he did.
Yeah, and and we forget about it now because they're three-time champions, but there was a time that Klay Thompson was going to be traded for Kevin Love before things turned around for them. Shout out to Steve Kerr for taking over for Mark Jackson. And all of a sudden, you don't need to trade Klay Thompson.
Well, but
anymore.
Look at that move. They were in, weren't they in the West? They were in the West. I think they won a series.
They won a series, and then they brought him back, and then they lost in the first round. And they said, "Okay, beat it, Mark."
Oh, was that it?
Yeah.
But they were a playoff team when you know with a young core, and you know right, they had to make a move. They had to make a move with a coach that put him over the top, and Steve Kerr put him over the top. Is D'Antoni the guy? Is small ball the way?
No.
Does Darryl put enough around him? No.
I think you should. Honestly, if you're a superstar and superstars rise to the occasion, I don't think James needs more than he's had around him. They were a 65-win team. What was it, two years ago?
Chris Paul got hurt.
So. I know, but you had if your top player plays like it all the time, you really don't need. I mean, you need the right guys. I think Daryl's biggest issue is still the same thing it's been forever. Why is there not a greater emphasis on getting sharpshooters in an offense like this? It just doesn't make sense. And you could argue Eric Gordon has always been a guy who, you know, has shot well except for this year, but he's also an injury prone guy. Or he wouldn't have been available. Granted, it missed on Ryan Anderson, missed, but Ryan Anderson was also an injury prone guy when they signed him. And that's why he was available at the time. Gallinari would have been great. You can't run this offense and not have more sharpshooters. You can't.
A giant issue, and I've said it multiple times, is they have guys who can either be played off the floor because of their deficiencies defensively or offensively. They are a lot of the guys that we are calling filler have one skill. And Ben McLemore was brought in to be a guy who shot from specific spots. You know what? Who doesn't play in these playoffs? Partly because he's atrocious defensively, Ben McLemore. So all of a sudden, one of your best shooters can't play because the coach has determined he's a black hole or a disaster defensively. You have too many guys like that who can only do one thing.
But he actually
But the coach always does this. And when is it? Well, I mean, we're going to an extended play, and it goes down, and it's down to six guys again.
Ben McLemore shot 40% from three.
Yeah,
yeah.
And Mike D'Antoni decided he's such a problem on the other end.
Same thing with Daniel House.
I'm not going to play him.
As opposed to the other guys,
they've been okay defensively in this series, but if your coach decides that one of your best shooters can't play in this series because he's that bad defensively. Get multidimensional.
Well,
players.
For one, Daniel House has played really well defensively this series, and he's blossomed, I think, into a more complete player. McLemore, so what do you covet more right now, defense or shooting? I'll tell you what you covet against Oklahoma City. You covet shooting. Put him on Dort. I don't care. But problem is now, who do you take off the court? Because you have the three guys who are going to be making a combined damn near $100 million in Gordon. You know that? Gordon, James, and Russ, $100 million players and you're at total, and you're going to have those guys for the next 3 years. That's not going to get better.
No.
That's not going to get better?
Well, no, because...
Tell me how you get better with that roster.
Because Eric Gordon is not playing like the third best guy on the team.
How do you get better? There is only one way, and it's trade James Harden is the only way that you have a chance to change your fortunes. You can coast... You can go cruise control with that, and I'm not saying they won't do that, but I know what it's going to be. It'll be the same as what Minnesota Vikings are in football. It'll be the same as the Green Bay Packers in football. I mean, I've seen this. I know what it looks like. It's, you know, it's good enough to win a certain amount of games, not good enough to win a championship. It's good, kind of like the Texans.
Well, and plus, I mean, again, the whole – I mean, you can get some big guys for relatively cheap. But this whole idea of the small ball thing, is it really, really, that's
they have to do it because they got Russ.
Well, they don't have to do it.
They do because Russ, they don't want Russ shooting threes. So they have to clear the lane out. That's the reason they do it.
Then get a guy that, you know what? I don't know if you've heard, there are tall guys that can actually shoot from outside.
I know.
So let a tall guy actually get the ball outside.
I got
outside.
An idea about one, Ryan Anderson.
No, I said a tall guy. He's
6'9".
He's really
tall on this in this lineup.
I mean,
he's a giant in this lineup.
I don't want to keep saying Daryl
tried to tell you,
but look at draft a Jokic or somebody that
draft.
Know, yeah,
how are they going to draft?
They draft
somebody. Oklahoma City's going to draft for them.
I mean, goodness gracious!
I'm in favor of keeping draft picks and rebuilding through draft. I mean, you got to have cheap labor anyway because you're going to be paying a ton.
Or without draft picks, you find a way to – now it's more difficult to unearth guys.
Like Duncan Robinson wasn't a draft pick.
He was a guy at Michigan who was pretty good. Was a good shooter, but he was in the G League for a year. That he said,
"This is." But that's Daryl's. Actually, now, this is Daryl's strength is finding guys,
and he's one of the best. Well, he's probably the best active shooter because Steph and Clay aren't playing, but the best active shooter in the league right now, and he didn't get drafted.
No, nope. I guess that's the argument, Dell. Daryl is actually really good at finding guys and understanding value. He always has been and saying, "Ooh, Dragic." Start with Kyle Lowry. This guy has value. They actually started with Aaron Brooks and Carl Landry. They were better than people perceived them to be in the draft. And then he stole for Rafer for Kyle Lowry. That was theft. Goran Dragic, that was theft. I mean,
and then he gave him away.
I wouldn't say he gave him away. He didn't want to pay the extra fifth year for Dragic. He didn't want to pay. And that was a mistake. In hindsight, that's clearly a mistake.
You got Chris Paul, then you got Russ, but he went through Dragic, he went through Bev, he went through Kyle Lowry, he went through Jeremy Lin.
Yeah, but you can't have lead guards when James is here, though. You remember how you got to go way back. Do you remember how Kyle Lowry, when he came back from injury, he wasn't feeling his whole, like, James is the guy who takes over the team. That was not his. Kyle Lowry was like, whoa, 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 I'm the point guard. I run the show on this thing.
Yeah.
So I think that was going to be an issue, but I don't know. We're acting like the Rockets have lost.
No.
They haven't lost game seven.
We're having an existential conversation about them going forward as far as their future.
And they're 6.5 point
when there's a game seven that they have to get through.
Well,
but it's like we know, even if they win, these are issues that are not going to go away.
The Lakers are waiting. Anthony Davis is waiting.
Rest, just waiting to play.
God forbid they don't win tonight. God forbid. Good Lord. No, they have to win tonight. They got to win. 757, ESPN 97.5. HRP is what we're talking about now, and your taxes and your business. How difficult is it? How difficult is the Affordable Care Act been? Are you doing it correctly? Or are you going to get fined if you're not? How has it been with the, you know, COVID-19, with all the coronavirus? Have you gotten all of the government subsidies that you're supposed to get? Have you gotten your SBA loan? Have you gotten your PPP? All of these things are going on right now. What about all your unemployment claims? Who's taking care of that for you? This is everywhere. It's happening. And if your business is behind, if your business is not getting everything that it should from its payroll company, or if you don't have a payroll company, get one and get this one. HRP, HRP.net, 281-880-6525. Love these guys. They're unbelievable. They're knowledgeable. They know everything about the Affordable Care Act and about getting all of your subsidies from the government. So give them a call and let them start the process of working you over to HRP. HRP.net, 281-880-6525, or HRP.net.
This is ESPN 97.5.